Hello and welcome to This Way Up. I'm Babette Gallard.
And I'm Terry Shakanovsky. Today's episode is with Bronwyn Jones, an innovative entrepreneur. What Bronwyn Jones does gets to the very heart of our consumerist society. As you'll hear her explain, all that food we scrape into our rubbish bin at the end of every day, it ends up in landfills where it creates massive amounts of methane gas and is a huge contributor to global warming.
Bronwyn has found a way to change that with something called Bokashi Brand. We met Bronwyn at the Bokashi site where it all happens, and we heard how we can eliminate over 90% of our carbon footprint. Here's Bronwyn with the story of how she developed this simple but incredibly powerful way to tackle climate change.
So Bokashi Brand was started 13 years ago. We are in our anniversary month, where we are becoming a teenager. The word Bokashi, a Japanese term that means fermented organic waste. Bokashi is a product that was originally developed in Japan in the late 80s by a professor, Dr. Higa, and he came up with what is known today as EM1, to ferment the food waste. By fermenting it, it starts the breaking down of that food waste. So when it goes into composting, mixed with your leaves that have fallen and brown garden waste, twigs, wood chips, etc. like that, EM1 is the concentrate that's got all the microbes in it. It's then mixed with, we call it our 11 herbs and spices, our secret recipe. We mix it together and then we mix it with wheat bran. It then goes into our brew room. It stays there nearly 4 months. Our microbes get all happy and excited in that warm room that we keep them in. And then they go out for drying. We take 3 or 4 days to dry. So it's a long process of making our Bokashi.
So what does the Bokashi do?
Bokashi is really a method of treating food waste, diverting it from landfill, where it causes environmental damage, and speeds up the composting process. And in doing it, what makes Bokashi really quite revolutionary in composting is that anybody who's done composting before would know that three things you keep out of a compost heap is cooked food, meat products, and dairy. And that's actually how I got into this business, because I've always had a compost heap. I've grown up with a compost heap. My mom's always had one. I've always had one. So when I heard about Bokashi and they said you can compost cooked food, meat products, and dairy, I was like, that is definitely too good to be true. I needed to figure it out. And it was only then that you start evolving into, wow, I didn't realize we had such a problem with our landfill sites. You would have thought that if I throw something in a dustbin, it's going to go to a landfill site and it's going to compost anyway, surely. No, that's where things go really bad.
And why shouldn't it go into landfill? What's the problem with that?
So what happens is food waste, when it's thrown in a dustbin, it gets compacted with all the other rubbish, the other plastics, the other stuff, especially that can't be pulled out. So it gets compacted in a landfill site. It then gets covered. Food waste can't make compost with plastic. So it starts to decompose. They call it putrescible waste. So that putrefying of the food waste starts generating methane gas. But here's the real clanger. For every ton of food waste that goes to a landfill site, 627 kilograms of CO2 equivalent emissions are released into the atmosphere. Okay, so hold on to this. 627 kilograms of CO2 equivalent emissions. Now for composting, you apply the Bokashi brand system and it goes into composting, which now takes on cooked food, meat products, and dairy. That same 1 ton of food waste composted is less than 10 kilograms of CO2 equivalent emissions. There's a saving of 98% of your carbon footprint by composting rather than throwing your food waste in a dustbin that goes to a landfill site. Why wouldn't you do this? You are adding nutrients back into the soil. Remember, we've taken it all out of the soil. We've consumed this food. What's replacing all those nutrients that have been extracted out of the soil through the food that we eat? Oh, I can tell you, try chemical pesticides, chemical fertilizers, and our food system is broken. Why? Because we're not putting that compost, that real nutrient, back into the soil. So with Bokashi and the microbes and everything that go back into the soil, we are making healthier soils to grow healthier vegetables. The other thing is with food waste going back into your soils is that organic waste improves the water holding capacity of soils. There's so many benefits of doing it. So what's the disadvantage? Why wouldn't people do it? I'm busy. I haven't got time to make compost. I live in a flat and I don't have a balcony. Where am I going to make compost? So the easy part about Bokashi is separating its source, right? Sprinkling a bit of this Bokashi stuff on. That's easy. Keeping your buckets sealed. Easy, right?
But Bronwyn, how do they manage it at home, especially if, like me, they're in a flat?
So from the home point of view, most people who are on our system are garden lovers. They have their own little compost heap in the back of their garden. Or some of the people are in like an apartment building and they've got a couple of troughs, you know, like a pot plant trough where they're making their own magic soil and planting their own little herbs and stuff on their balcony. So from the household kitchen, they fill up their bucket, layering with Bokashi, keep it sealed, make a hole inside their compost heap in the back of their garden, into the bucket, into the hole, cover up the hole, and Mother Nature does everything else, converts it into compost.
How long does that take?
8 weeks. Alternatively, if you don't have a compost box, just dig a trench about a meter long, about a spade deep, throw the contents of the bucket inside that trench, cover it up, the worms go mad. And healthy, thriving soil to plant.
What does the Bokashi brand cost and in what amounts does one buy it?
Household is sold in a 1 kg box or a 3 kg box. In fact, some of our households are now buying in 8 kgs, and 8 kgs will last the average household nearly a year. So when you talk about cost for 8 kg, about 450 rand or so for less than a cappuccino.
So that's for households, but how does it scale up for commercial operations?
And then, from the commercial side, we supply in 8 kg bags, and the 8 kg bags will treat 12 of our 50 litre drums.
But how do you get the businesses involved in the first place?
So we've taken all the guesswork out. We've broken it down into these are the team members in a commercial kitchen, from your head chef to your sous chef to your sculler to your waitrons that are coming through, your senior leader. Each of them have got specific roles to play in the process. We've written standard operating procedures for each role. So we've really come to a point where we're playing the big boys game. Even though we're only teenagers, we figured out how the big boys play. And when I say the big boys, we have got some big boys on our side. Southern Sun Hotels, been with us since 2017, nationally, all over. Every single solitary City Lodge hotel, City Lodge, Road Lodge, Town Lodge, Courtyard, every single one of them around the whole country is on our system. So they can wave their green flag that they are 100% zero food waste going to landfill. It's quite a big deal. And that's how we've been able to grow our food waste entrepreneurs, is obviously from Joburg, we can't cope with Cape Town, Durban, PE, East London, and the rest. So we have got collection agents around the country who are now collecting for the hotels. Definitely focused a lot on the hospitality industry, figuring that that's where problems were.
That's great. But what about all the food that's being wasted in South Africa before we even get to the composting?
So when you start talking food waste, the problems are huge, hey? In South Africa, they bandy around the idea that there's 10 or 12 million tons of food waste. Those food waste stats were pre-consumer stats. We're not even talking about once it gets to our plate. And so often when we have said we do 85 tons of food waste from commercial kitchens a month that we collect, people go, oh, that's terrible. We should be feeding homeless people or hungry people. No, the food waste that we collect is bound for a landfill site. It's bound to go make methane gas. It cannot be fed to animals because you cannot feed restaurant swill to pigs. It cannot be made into dog food because it's inconsistent. So it's a real problem waste that Bokashi Brand is dealing with. So up until the consumer, remember, a lot of that can be dealt with in terms of from the farm, we could do drying. It hasn't touched human hands, really. It can go into animal feed. A lot of that pre-consumer waste with a bit of creativity, forward donations, is happening. Whereas after, it's going into the dustbin, it's contaminating recyclables, it's causing problems at landfill, it's not very nice to handle.
And what about the recyclers? Why can't they get involved in handling food waste in the way they deal with everything else?
I always thought, you know, these guys who do recycling, plastic, paper, tin, glass, oh, they've got that all sorted. And I thought, why don't you start with food waste? If you had taken the food waste out in the beginning, everything else would have been easy. But instead, they icky picking out plastic and, oh, that cardboard is contaminated or that white paper has got a tea bag in it. Now we can do nothing with it. Take the food waste out right at the beginning. It makes it so much easier. We need to fix that part of the chain. So the Food Waste Entrepreneur Training Program aims to train people to make compost, collect the food waste, grow vegetables that go back into their communities.
In terms of their earning something out of it, is it the vegetables that they then sell or?
It's a mixed bag. So in any waste stream, the polluter pays, just like municipality does. So in order for the food waste to be collected, got your informal guys pulling out the value stuff. They obviously only want the stuff that they're going to get money for. So they're pulling out the high value stuff. A hard day for $250 or $300. So that's one part of it. But then on the other side, the formal side, pick it up. They're losing all that revenue. So they're still sending their big trucks to empty that. But all the high value stuff that could have assisted with paying for those big trucks, that's gone. In summer, how many times have you found maggots in your bin? And that's just disgusting.
So how can Bokashi help with household waste so that we have fewer maggots, but also so that pick it up functions more effectively?
So if the Bokashi system was implemented in all homes, but instead of having a weekly collection of that food waste, you have a monthly collection. The average family fills a 25-liter bucket of food waste in a month. But now we have our friends at municipality to say, no, but then we can't charge our rates for waste collection because we're only collecting once a month. But it's the same amount of waste. It's just that they're improving their efficiencies. They want to be inefficient so that they can charge you a weekly collection. It's a money thing. I've had meetings with Pick It Up. I've explained to them how the system works. I've explained the efficiencies of collecting once a month as opposed to weekly. And I walked out of the meeting where it was clear that they couldn't see how, if they were charging 200 rand a month to a household for waste collection, now that they're only going to be doing the food waste once a month, how could they still charge a household 200 rand? That was the breakdown in the communication. Even though we're coming up with a much more eco-friendly solution, a more efficient solution financially, and you've now got uncontaminated waste.
You're listening to This Way Up. Coming up next, Bromindrin's big for Bokashi in South Africa.
My problem is I need some big muscle now. Because we're still a very small entrepreneurial business, we're not the size of some of these massive waste management companies or retailers. I told you, up until the part of the composting, everything's easy, right? And isn't it all about easy, about convenience? So my favorite Checkers 60-60, I don't know if I'm even allowed to mention them, but let's face it, everybody knows the Checkers guys. They're awesome. Hey, I can order my stuff and in 60 minutes, the guy comes and delivers it to me. But he's leaving with an empty little scooter and he's going back to a shopping center to go and fetch your stuff. But he's left my house free. He can't come to you until he's gone back there. Right. So on my app, when I'm ordering food, I can say my food waste bucket is ready. So 20 liter food waste bucket. It's too tall. What if it falls over? Oh my God, there's going to be cross-contamination of groceries coming in and you taking this away. Oh no, this isn't going to work. So I'm like, okay, there's got to be another way. So you get your bucket, and it's not a 25 liter bucket. It's a redesigned bucket specifically for the return trip back to the shopping center. So it goes back and you get a swap out and your bokashi is already inside there. So you peel your vegetables, you scrape your chicken bones, you chuck your old rice, you close your bucket, you shake your bucket about. When this bucket's full, you go on your app and you say, my bucket's full. When can you please swap it out for me? I give you a full thing of food waste and you give me an empty one with a bokashi inside that I'm going to start filling again. So the next time my Checkers man comes to deliver my groceries, I'm going to give him my full bucket and I'm going to take an empty one so that every week I'm swapping it out. But then what happens? So that's where our food waste entrepreneurs come in. They're going to the shopping centers. They're picking up all the full ones, going and making compost, sterilizing the buckets, and the process starts again. So we've created jobs in how many Checkers have we got around the country? Don't you think that's a cool idea? But I need to speak to the top man in the Checkers 60-60 business. I've been trying to reach out through LinkedIn. I'm desperately hoping they're going to be intrigued with what I have to say, but I have the solution. I do think it needs to partner up because I don't think bokashi brand, as much as we think we're a big shot, as most teenagers think they are, I don't think we're big enough to roll something like that out on our own. In theory, by 2027, all organic waste is supposed to be banned from landfill. So when you say, how are we going to do that? I also think, when they told us that we weren't going to be allowed to smoke in a restaurant, how are you going to stop that? Oh, they did. And in South Africa, we aren't lacking legislation. We've got legislation for everything. But the reality is 40% of what's going into landfill is organic waste. When we run out of landfill, then what are we going to do? I always go back to recycling. Why do people recycle? So there's really three things. It's got to be easy. It's got to be convenient. It's got to be cheap. And what's in it for me?
What are your tips for anybody inspired by what you've done who wants to do something similar?
Take your husband's advice and sit by the pool and read a book.
Oh, no.
I think a lot of patience, you know, that whole thing about Rome wasn't built in a day. Building a business is hard. You know, unless someone's going to throw big bucks at you, you can come up with all the ideas, but unless you can finance them, it really has to be one foot in front of the next. And when I look back and I see that we've been doing this for 13 years, I mean, my one lady, Tracy, she's been with me literally from 6 months within this business. I started in my garage, and then my beautiful husband said that our house was smelling like bokashi and could I please leave? So don't expect that it's all going to be perfect. Do what you can with what you've got. You've got to learn whatever business it is. Nobody knows the answer when we start. One of our Christmases, Silver Star Casino had just started with me. And on Christmas morning, things went pear-shaped, as they do. So guess what I was doing? In the December of 2017, I was going through food waste at Silver Star Casino because it was my problem and I needed to fix it. And what are we now, 9 years later? Silver Star is still one of my customers. Yeah, entrepreneurship's not for the faint-hearted, eh?
Okay. How can people get behind you? Individuals, corporations, the big guys that you're looking for, but also just the small people listening to this?
Oh, I'm very easy to find. You know, the Poppy Act obviously didn't come past me. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Bokashi Brands on Facebook. Bokashibrand.co.za is our website, and everything is on there, from my personal email address, bron@bokashibrand.co.za. My personal number, literally the buck stops here. So if anything goes right or wrong, I'm the first to know.
How can people support you? I mean, if they're interested in Bokashi Brand or they are aware of what you're doing, you know, environmentally, how can they support you?
A conversation starts anything. There's got to be win-win for both sides. So as soon as we have a conversation, I understand what you need and how you see what I'm doing could potentially be a win for you, then we work out, where do we meet in the middle? Let's make this a win for the greater good. I don't have all the answers. I'm hoping that people will listen to me and go, I'll close that gap for you. I know how to close that loop, because it is all about evolving. And one day, I think Bokashi will be just like toothpaste or washing powder. You'll just need it. Why would you not use it? I'm going to ferment the food waste and make it do what's right. So every single household will buy Bokashi because that's what we do. How do we brush our teeth? With toothpaste. How do we deal with food waste? With Bokashi.
I love that comparison with the things that we do every day. Yes, well, most of us brush our teeth every day. We should also be using Bokashi every day. It's just so obvious.
Well, I hope all of us listening, and yes, Babette, I mean me, I hope everybody listening knows what to do now and goes and gets their Bokashi.
But the most important thing is that I hope that Checkers is listening too, because I think that plan is absolutely brilliant.
Yes, go and get your Bokashi brand. But before you do that, please rate and review this episode wherever you get your podcasts.
It'll help people to find Bronwyn and all the other people we speak to.
And you can find us on www.thiswayuppodcast.org.
Thank you for listening to This Way Up.